This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. So there are some conversations happening, as Megan was talking about earlier, about turning offices into housing. Interestingly enough, though, over the past couple of years, millions of people have turned their homes into offices. And now, without any of the bosses nearby, proving that you are still a productive cog in the corporate machine has become just a little bit more essential career-wise. So how do you do that? Well, the answer is with a Slack here, an email there, and a little bit of productivity theater. Ronnie Mola wrote about that in her latest piece for Recode by Vox. Ronnie, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Give us a quick definition, would you, of productivity theater?
All right. Productivity theater is showing that you're getting things done. That could be something like, you know, updating your status on Zoom, emailing people, telling lots of people what you're working on, just sort of needless extra work.
We should be clear here that productivity theater is not a pandemic Zoom work from home thing. It's been going on for a very long time.
Yeah, in the article I say productivity theater is as old as the office. You know, it's right, just right. A lot of things about remote work make it such that people feel like even more of a need to show their productivity, especially now.
Yeah, well, so play that. Well, let's get to the now thing in a minute, but play that out for me as to why people feel that need. Is it because there's not the FaceTime and somehow, you know, not being standing around the coffee machine talking about how busy you are makes people not understand that you're actually working?
Yeah, in some ways, it's just a matter of it's sort of new. And it's really at this point, it's not especially new. We've been doing this for, you know, 2.5 years, a lot of people who work in offices. But like, you know, there is the potential for a lot of bad behavior, right? If I'm on my computer at the office, I have a little bit more oversight. People could be walking around. I don't want to be, you know, watching Netflix. At home, like, potentially I could watch Netflix, right? And no one would know. So I think because there's more potential for this sort of bad behavior or for slacking off, people worry about it a little bit more.
I am definitely not watching Netflix now, by the way, for my bosses who are listening to this. you know, because I could be, right? So on this theater thing, and look, this is just a truism. I'm not breaking any ground here. But more senior people in an organization have always had, shall we say, some flexibility in their productivity, right? Whereas more junior people are, hey, how many widgets did you produce? How much code did you push? How many interviews did you cut? You know, whatever it is, right?
Right. And it's more measurable stuff.
Right,
usually.
Right. And so that's kind of what's going on here, right?
Yeah. I think when we get into the now of it, you have a few things happening as to why, like, even since last year, people are feeling like they have to show that they're working more. There was a measurement that said that people are spending like an extra, like an hour or so a day showing that they're working, which is about 5 hours a week on top of, you know, just their regular work.
That's crazy. What a waste of time.
And I think that's happening now for a few reasons. You have the economy. You know, people are worried about a potential recession. And the result of it is just this like mindless, needless waste of energy.
So when you had your conversation with your editor about this piece, how did that go? Did your editor say, well, how do I know you're actually working on this? I mean,
he did not. To his credit, I don't think he doesn't think I'm working. But like that said, I do check in. I do sort of cross the T's and dot the I's. And that's what a lot of people I was talking with said. You know, they're like, hey, you know, I've always had an easy time finishing all my work. I just want to make sure that my manager doesn't think I'm quiet quitting. So that's where some of the performance comes in.
Right.
Especially nearly 90% of managers don't think that they could trust that their workers are being productive when they're working remotely.
I was just going to say that. This is a trust thing, right?
It's absolutely a trust
90%
thing.
90% that's wild. How can you even, that, wow.
Yeah, you would think, as I said, you know, 2.5 years into the pandemic, you would be able to measure work a little bit better. But, you know, to their credit, managers are people too, and they're people in the world, and they're hearing things about the economy is tanking, and so they're probably feeling pressure from their bosses. So I think there are real fears there, but I think they're also readily addressable by like seeing how much work people turn
right.
in.
Right, right. Ronnie Mola, she's a senior correspondent at Recode by Vox, writing about productivity theater. Ronnie, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me.